Okay, the side. Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We're holding the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Beis Amid Beis, where the Mishnah begins. Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Baleilois. As we'll see in a moment, it's a davar poshut that a person has to remember the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim during the day. And the Mishnah is telling us not only during the day, but you have to be maskir also at night. Amar Blazer ben Azariah, Harani Kaven Shivim Shana. I have a patriarchal appearance of an elderly sage of 70 years old, but we all know that that's not really true. He really wasn't 70 years old. He was only 18 years old. How did he become looking like 70 years old? We all know the famous story, which Gemara is going to deal with in another 2 weeks, about the fact that Ram Gamliel was the Nasi. They decided to depose Ram Gamliel because of frictions that he had with Rabbi Yeshua. They needed a replacement, and they decided on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The problem was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was still a very young man. He was only 18 years old. He was afraid that he would not have the respect and awe that a Nasi deserves. So overnight, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Nes, and he grew very, very old in one night. So instead of being 18, he looked like he was 70. Harani kiven shivim shana. V'lo yizachisi she'tiom yitzias Mitzrayim b'leilos, and it was in Zoicha to go, and we'll see exactly what that means. But poshut pshat, what it means is, it wasn't Zoicha to have the makor, to find out the makor of yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Ad shidrashi ben Zoyim, until ben Zoyim came on the scene, and he said, shenema leman tizkar es yoyim teizcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim koil yemei chayecho. Leman tizkar, you gotta remember the teizcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim all of your days. Zok tiyetz ben Zoyim, yemei chayecho would have been enough. Leman tizkar yoyim teizcha, yemei chayecho, what's there? Koil yemei chayecho. Yemei chayecho means the yomim. Koil yemei chayecho includes the leilois. Oh, so that's the answer to the original question, what's the makara maskirin yetzias Mitzrayim b'leilos? Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we found the answer from the kol yemei chayecho. Now, why was this such a big chiddush? Because Chacham disagree. Chacham maimim yemei chayecho el mazeh. Kol yemei chayecho lehavi limois ha-moshiach. So there's a machlokes whether the kol comes to add and include the nights, or whether it comes to include yemois ha-moshiach, as we'll see more in the Gemara. Now, the Poshup Shat in the Mishnah on the surface is simple. However, there are a couple of noteworthy questions. Question number one is, why does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah begin his statement by saying, Harei ani keven shivim shana v'loi zachisi? When a person says loi zachisi, that means, I've been around the block now already for 50 years, for 60 years, for 100 years, and I still don't know the answer to this question. And people say, wow, look, Chief Rabbi Smith, he's been around already for 5, for 50, 60, 70 years, and he still doesn't know the answer. This must be a real strong, shvera question. Otherwise, why wouldn't he have the answer? The person starts off his statement by saying, I want you to know, Rabbi Yisai, I look like 70, but really I'm just 18 years old, and that's why I don't know the answer to the question. So what would most people say, especially the senior citizens? They'll say, Yingamanchik, Vestvena, a little elder, you'll get a little bit older, you'll find out the answer. You're only 18 years old, so okay, you know. What's wait a couple. Gurida means don't make
a fuss.
Oh, right, that's the proper term. Don't make a fuss, and when you get older, you'll find out the answer. Now, if the raya of Ben Zoyma would be Agimatria, he'd bring a apostolic echweis in Nehemia or something like that. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't know that gematria, he didn't know that apostolic in Nehemia. But this drasha is such a simple drasha. It says in the apostolic, Kol Yemei Chayecha, every person who's ever learned anything in Gemara in his lifetime knows that kol happens to be one of the standard ribuyin, that every kol in the Torah has to be examined under a microscope. What does this kol come to include? So it comes to include not only yemei, the days, but also the nights. Why did Blazman Azai have to wait for Ben Zayma? Why couldn't he figure this out on his own? Finally,
because he was young.
So Kabbalah, he was
young.
It sounds like it's a Kabbalah, it's a Mesorah. So how can he figure out on his own if it's a Masorah?
If he'd be so kind, Let's wait until the answer and hopefully all the questions will be answered. Finally, why does it say in the Mishnah of Leitzachisi Shati Omer? Ti Omer is a very strange term. Leitzachisi Ladas es HaMekoyer Shel Yitzis Yitzan Balevis. What is the Shati Omer Yitzis Yitzan Balevis? So I once saw a pshat, I think it's Midrash Shmuel, It goes back quite a few years, not to 70 years, but not that far off. Zokter Blaz ben Azariah, the Zokter Medrash Shmuel, Pshat Zazai. Reb Blaz ben Azariah knew this drasha. He didn't need Ben Zoyma for the drasha. He knew Koye Mechayacha. And in fact, he wanted to give that drasha for many, many years. And every time he went up to the pulpit to go and give his rabbinical lecture, then some of the senior rabbis would come over and say, Reb Blaz ben Azariah, how old are you? I'm only 18 years old. 18. Wait your turn. I'm already 55 years old. I haven't given a drasha now in 3 years. Let me give a drasha. Okay, I'll speak next week. Next week, Reb Blaz ben Azariah wants to get to the pulpit. Another chief rabbi comes over and says, how old are you, young man? I'm only 18 years old. Okay, wait your turn. You'll get older, Mir Tashem. You'll hold drushes. I happen to be already 63 years old. I want to give the drasha this week. And so on and so forth. Weeks and weeks and months, Reb Blaz ben Azariah wants to get up to give his drusha. And everybody says, you'll wait your turn. You'll get older. We have all the senior rabbis have to give their drushes first.
So this is before he looked to Ben Shivim Shana.
This is when he appeared to be Ben Shivim Shana, but everybody knew the truth that he was really only 18 years old. And who else had the same issue that every time he wanted to speak, people didn't let him speak? Ben Zoyma. Why did Ben Zoyma have this issue? Did Ben Zoyma not have a first name? After all, nobody... Ben Zoyma had a first name. And what is his first name? Shimon. His name was Shimon Ben Zoyma. Now the question is, why does the Gemara never refer to him as Shimon Ben Zoyma? So there's a machlokis. But most of the Forshim say that the reason is because whenever he said his Divri Halacha, he was still a young man and he didn't get smicha yet as a rabbi. Since he was still a young man, they said, yeah, we're not going to call him Shimon Ben Zoyma, but rather we're going to go and give him the credit of his father, that he's the son of Zoyma. So we don't mention his first name. So Ben Zoyma was also agitated and irritated that he never got the opportunity of being put up there on a pedestal next to the pulpit to be able to go and say any drushes. One time Ben Zoyma got very angry, and Shabbos afternoon, at mincha time, he gave a clap on the bima, and he said, Rabbeisai, Ezeu Chacham, Haloimed Mikol Adam. You want to be wise? Don't just listen to the 80 years old, and the 70 years old, and the 60. Personal thing. And then the rabbis codified this as the first Mishnah in the fourth perek of Pirkei Avos. Ben Zoyma Oimer, Ezeu Chacham, Haloimed Mikol Adam. Says now the Mishnah, says the Medrash Shmuel, says the Blaz ben Azariah, Harayani kiven shivim shana. If I would really be 70 years, then people would have allowed me to go and speak my piece, because they'd have given me the covet that a 70-year-old rabbi is entitled to. But because everybody knows it's not true, I'm not 70. I'm only looking like 70. Whenever I wanted to give my drasha, they never allowed me to go to the pulpit. They would say, next week, next month, next year, until Achidrosha Ben Zoyma, until Ben Zoyma came on the scene, and he said, now they said, Rabbi Elazar, it's your turn, you're a Kaladam, we're going to learn from you. Now I'll tell you my drasha, not Ben Zoyma's drasha. My drasha is, why does the Achidrosha Ben Zoyma? I was never zoicha that I would be allowed to speak and get to the podium and talk and say my words. Until Ben Zoyma said, now that they allowed me to speak. So you want to know what my drasha is? I'll tell you. Yemechayach and kol yemechayach. It's a little bit of pidrush, but that's the pshat of the Medrash Shmuel, and therefore everything fits in very, very nicely. Why he starts off, I'm like 70 years, because everybody knows the truth. I'm young. And because of that, lo yizachisi sheteyomer until Ben Zoyma. Good. And we go on to the Gemara. Thank you, Brother Shai. Have a wonderful day. Baruch Vatzlach. Zoki Gemara Tanya. Omelahem Ben Zoyma Lechachomim. Remember the Chachom said that the call Yemechayacha comes to include Yemois HaMashiach. Now, why would I think Yemois HaMashiach is any different than today? So said Ben Zoyma Lechachomim, Chimaskin Yitzis Mitzrayim Yemois HaMashiach. You're wrong. We're going to have a special pasuk that's going to tell you that by the time Mashiach will come, the whole din of Yetzias Mitzrayim will just be a footnote in a history book, and we're not going to be masquerade. How do I know? Well, like my name is Zechreshetach and Pasik. Vushdeit Pasik. It's a Pasik in Yirmiyah. Lechein hine yomim boyim niyom Hashem. The day will come, hopefully very, very shortly, in Metzishem. Lo yoimru. They're no longer going to go and say, Lo yoimru oid. Chai Hashem Asher Helis B'nai Yisrael Mi Eretz Mitzrayim. They're no longer going to say, oh, Rabbi Nishlam, we thank you every single day, twice a day, multiple times a day, about Yitzias Mitzrayim. But rather, what are they going to say? Kim Chai Hashem Asher Helo V'asher Hevi Azer Beis Yisrael Mi Eretz Tzfoinu Mikol Haratzis Asher Yidachtim Sham. But rather, we're going to talk about the fact that Rabbi Nishlam is making now a kibbutz kolius, that Yidden are coming from all over the world to Eretz Yisrael, Yidden from Ethiopia, and Yidden from India, and Yidden from all the Arab lands and from European lands and everywhere. Agam to kibbutz kolius, and then Emiyat Hashem, Mashiach will come. We're going to go and say thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, getting all the Yidlach together now to rebuild the, and to build the third base of Mikdash. Oh, so you see pretty clearly in this pasuk, Le'yomru Oy, they're not going to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim anymore. So how did you go and say Chachamim that Kol Yemei Chayach is Lahavi the Moisa Mashiach, and Moisa Mashiach we're not going to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim? Everyone, Amr Lois, the Chum said back to Ben Zoyma, you're misreading the pasuk slightly. It's not that we're not going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at all. But rather, of course, we are going to focus on more current events, that we're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu from bringing us up from all over the world to Eretz Yisrael and to go and bring Mashiach and bring the Beis Hamikdash, etc. But we will still mention the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's not going to be up front, center of every single tefillah, but rather we're also going to talk about it secondarily. Now, how do I know we're going to talk about it secondarily? Yemei Chayech O'ilam Hazeh, Kol Yemei Chayech L'Havi L'Mois HaMashiach. Okay, where did we ever find something like that? After all, the pasuk on the surface sounds more like Ben Zoyma than the Chachamim, because the pasuk says, "Hina yomim bo'im nil Hashem, v'lo yomru oid chai." They're not going to say it. And they say the Chum, not Lo Yom, we're not going to say it at all. It's just, it's not going to be the top of the agenda. It's going to be number five on the agenda. But we're going to say it. Says Yimar Ki Oitz about Oim, I'll bring you a right from another pasuk. Lo Yikorei Shimcha Oid Yaakov Kim Yisrael Yishemecha. Says Lo Yikorei Shimcha, that's it. No more Yaakov, forget about it. The word Yaakov is gestorben. We're not going to talk of Yaakov, we're only going to talk about Yisrael.
No.
Lo Yishiyaki Yaakov Mekoyim, it doesn't mean that we're Oiki Yaakov, totally. El Yisrael will be the Iker, the Yaakov Tof Eloi. So you're going to say, who says? Maybe Taka, we shouldn't be saying Yaakov at all. We see that Rabbeinu Shlomo himself says, well, actually, that's going to be another pasuk later. The Rashi quotes from a pasuk later on, they're going to have in the bottom of the Amid here, that the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said, V'yoyme Elikim Yisrael. If you look on the second line of the Rashi, and it's pasuk Vav down below, V'yoyme Elikim Yisrael B'maris HaLayla, V'yoyme Yaakov Yaakov, V'yoyme Hineini. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already switched Yaakov's name to Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said Yaakov, Yaakov. So obviously, even though the pasuk says, well, Yikari, Shimcha, or Yaakov, it doesn't mean we're not going to call you Yaakov at all. It just means it's going to be secondary. Ah, and I'll bring you right, we have another pasuk. Altiskuru Rishoinus, the Kadmonius Altis Boinenu, Altiskuru Rishoinus, Zet Shibin Malchius, the Kadmonius Altis Boinenu, Zuyatir Mitzrayim. This is again referring like the earlier pasuk that we had, that we also love. We're not going to talk about the Rishoinus and the Kadmonius. What does that mean? So Altiskuru Rishoinus means the really early times that the Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us from the Poraz and Modai and Yavon and all those other bad nations. We're not going to even mention that Liyasa Lovoi, because that will really be totally historical. The Kadmonios, which is referring to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Altizboinenu. It doesn't say over here, Altizkuru, you're not going to even mention it or think about it. Altizboinenu means you're not going to go and have Hizboninus. Hizboninus means to go and delve into it with very, very great depth. That you're not going to do. Why? Because you will mention it, but you're not going to go into, so it's not going to be up front center. Rather, it's going to be in the background. It's going to be item 2, 3, 4, 5 on the agenda of those things that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Ah, so by the fact that the pasuk itself changes from the word zikar and tizkar to the word tizboinenu, we see very clearly that, yes, we will mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're just not going to be misponin. We're not going to exert all of our efforts to go and remember Yetzias Mitzrayim on a constant basis. First thing first, always Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's going to be somewhat in the background. And what instead are we going to say? Says the pasuk, "Hinni oise chadosha ato tismach." Rather, we're going to talk about the new things that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing to go and take us out from the long galus that we've been experiencing now for close to 2,000 years. Zokti Mar, what tak is that the Oisech Hadosha Atat Tzmach Tanir Yosef Zil Mechemes Goy Umagay. That's Mechemes Goy Umagay, which is going to be right before Mashiach comes, and therefore that's the Oisech Hadosha Atat Tzmach that we're going to speak about at the time of the Gula and the time of the Moshe Mashiach. Moshel Ma'adav Adayma. I'll give you a very simple Moshel. The Odom show you Mahalach Mederach. A person was walking Upaga Boy Zed, and as he's walking, unfortunately, he comes across a wolf. Then it's filming men on Baruch Hashem, because Baruch helped him, he was able to save himself. And he was telling all the passers-by, hey, Rabbi, so you have no idea what just happened. 5 minutes ago I had a Zev, and Baruch Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch was matzil me, and I went and I started climbing up a tree. I've never climbed up a tree in my life, and Baruch Hashem, I got to the top, and the Ev ran away. Then, a few minutes later, a few days later, Pakabui Ari, then unfortunately he came across a lion. And Baruch Hashem, and Yisrael Yimeno, phew. So now he stopped talking about the Zev, and he misafa b'hoilach ma'asari. Pogamoy nachash, after that he met a snake. And then it's from Yemenu. Shachach ma'asar shneim, and he misafa b'hoilach ma'asar nachash. Afkach Yisrael, the same thing with Avikar Yisrael. Tzoris achroinois, mishakchois es harishoinois. As we keep on having new tzoris, and new tzoris, and new tzoris, we start forgetting about the old tzoris. People today no longer talk about the Crusades, and about the pogroms, and about the Cossacks, and all that. What they talk about is the Second World War, and all the atrocities of the Germans and their fellow friends, Yimach Shemam, all of them. So, who remembers? Zedis Tach V'Tach, what's Zedis Tach V'Tach about it? Chmelnitsky, I never heard of Chmelnitsky. Etc., etc., etc. All of that becomes footnotes of history, as we have new tzoris, that we forget about the old tzoris. Exactly.
People fast.
Anybody else can think of something else? And Tishwell, yeah, what's up? Good. And we continue on. So since we spoke about Yaakov and Yisrael, now we talk about Avram. Zokti Mora, Avram hu Avroham. But Chila, no. How did the Kodesh, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu change from Avram to Avram? What does it mean? Zokti Mora, but Chila nasa Avram. Avram means he was Avram, the father of Aram, because we know that Avram Avinu lived in Aram Naharaim and Aram Tzoiva, Padan Aram, the two twin cities of the two Arams, just like Minneapolis and Paul. Everybody's going to say, what other twin cities? Right, Dallas and Fort Worth, yes, yes. And Dombrava and Soslivtsa, yes.
And
no, those were far away from each other. Yeah. Debrecen and Nirbat are very, very close. Oakland, San Francisco. Okay, so you get the idea. So the two Arams are also Padan Aram, a pair of twin cities, and that's why they're called twin cities. Good. So Avram Avinu, he was the Av of those cities. He was called Av Aram, and that became Avram. Philip said, after the Kodesh Baruch Hu changed the name, Nas Av L'chol Oilam Kuloi, and therefore he became now Avraham with the extra hey to talk about the Gantzevot. Sarai, he's Sarah Batchila. She was originally Sarai, afterwards she became Sarah. Batchila Nas is Sarai L'umasa. Originally she was Sarai just for Klal Yisrael. Vosep Sarai says Rashi, Sarai is Lashon Yochid, Mashma Sarasi, like my princess, as if it would say Sari instead of Sarah or Sarai. Afterwards she became in Sarara, in the position of power for the Gantzevot. Why do we bring them? Of course we bring them because of Yaakov and Yisrael. And Tony Bar Kapara called the Avram. Avram, if somebody today were, instead of to refer to Avram Avinu as Avram Avinu, it says the possible Yishimcha Avraham. Make sure to say it properly. The name is Shem Avraham. Not only Oyv Basay, but Oyv Balav Shenema. V'lo Yikari Oyda Shimcha Avram, Kiim Avram Yeshemecha. So it's got to be Avraham and not Avram. Freitimora, Hazei, El Miata Kari Lissora Sarai Hochinami. Would you say the same thing that if today somebody said of saying Sora Imenu, he would say Sori Imenu or Sarai Imenu? Would he also either be over on a lav? Because the Torah says, as we'll see in a moment, Sarai Ishtacholoi Sikra Eshema Sarai, don't call her by the name Sarai. Would you say there too, over lav? So Timora, Hosam Kuchibriha Omel Avram, this was a private lav, which is not shove bakoil. It's only for one single individual. Just like the Kohen Gadol has, he's the only one in Klal Yisrael who's not allowed to marry Almana. Everybody else is allowed to. Only Avram, Sarai Ishtach Lo Yisikra Shema Sarai. You don't call her Sarai, ki Sarai Shema. By saying Lo Yisikra. By uns it says Lo Yikare Oid. Lo Yikare is a Lashon Nifal, as Reb Simcha would explain to you. Nifal means that this refers to everybody in the world. Nobody should go and call Avram, but rather Avraham. But here it says Lo Yisikra, you, second person, don't call us. But you, me and I, and everybody else, we can all call Sarai Menu Sarai. Faitimara. So why don't you say the same thing? Gabi Yaakov, Lamata, Kurd Yaakov, Yaakov, Hochanami. Why don't you say the same thing that if instead of saying Yisrael, you say Yaakov, you should be over on a lav, Tzian an essay, like we're saying by Avram, because here it also says, Lo Yikore Shimcha Oid Yaakov Kiim Yisrael. And here it says, Lo Yikore Oid Shimcha Avram El Avram. The Lashon HaPasuk is identical. The reason is because of the Pasuk that we quoted up above, Shani Hasam Yehoder Ahadrei Kra. The Pasuk itself says, Dechzeva Yem Elekim Li Yisrael Amaris Halayla. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Yisrael, at Mibaris alive at night, V'yemi Yaakov Yaakov. Since the Kodesh Baruch Hu called Yisrael Yaakov, that means that this is not an absolute Yisur, but rather the Yisrael will be the Iker name, and Yaakov will be a Tofel name. Master Rabbi Yossi Bar Avi, the same Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. We say in davening every morning before Yishtabach, after who Hashem Olekim Hashem Bachar to be Avram, Voitzeis Yimur Kastim, Mesam Tashemui Avram, Mesos Lavavi Nevo Fanech, Avchori Somi Abriz, etc. So this is a Pasuk. This Pasuk comes not only from the Siddur, but also comes from Nehemiah. So Nehemiah is referring to Atahu Hashem Olekim, you are the great Almighty Hashem, Hashem Bachar to be Avram, that you chose Avram. Boom! How did you go and say Nechem? How did you say Avram? You got to go and say Avram. How did you say Avram? Oh, what's going on? So tomorrow, Amalei Hasam, Amalei Hasam Nami Hasam Navi Huda Kamasadu Lishvachid Rachmana Ma'id Hav Meikar. There, Nechem is in a sense telling a story, and he's saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are our great Hashem. Hashem Bechartah that you chose many, 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 many years ago, Avram Avinu, and then when you took him out of Ur Kasdim, you changed his name, Vesam Tashmoy Avraham, from Avram to Avram. And that being the case, he's just going and telling what was the history. So today too, if you're referring to Avram, and talking about Avram is Avram Avinu, then that would be a problem, because our Gemara says, you're not allowed to, it's Halav, it's an essay. But if you're saying, Rabbi Yisai, before Avraham got his name Avram, he was originally called Avram, and then Hakadosh Baruch Hu changed it to Avram. There's nothing wrong with telling the history, the background, that Avraham used to be called Avram. And in fact, otherwise this pasuk wouldn't make sense. What should you say? Nechemi should go and say, Atahu Hashem Lekim, you are the great Almighty Hashem. Asher Becharta, not be Avram, be Avraham. And then what happened? You took him out of Ur Kasdim, Vesam Tishmoy Avraham. And you changed his name from Avraham to Avraham. That doesn't make any sense. You can't change your name from Avraham to Avraham. So you have to go and say, originally he was Avraham. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu realized the great potential and the great character of Avraham. And he went and took him out, and then he made him Avraham. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with that. So therefore, Zatimor, I'm really awesome. Love you. What happened historically, and that is totally permissible. Yes, Barry, you have a question.
In the minyan mitzvahs, we have three mitzvahs and branches: we have Puravu, we have Mila, and we have Gira Nasha.
Yeah.
Why isn't this counted as one of them?
I don't know, but if you look up in the Archaim of not Archaim Hakodesh, Archaim of Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Nun Kuf Memvav, you have over there a lengthy Mogen Avram, which goes on for a page or two, listing about 50 or 60 mitzvahs and lavin, which are not included in the Tariq mitzvahs, but nevertheless, based on Chazal, are mitzvahs or isurim, including this din of Yaakov Met Avram.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry, look up Kuf Mem Vav. If you don't find a Kuf Mem Vav, look in Kuf Mem Vav. Had Melach Me Emesai. Zog the Mishnah. Yes, you have a person who's looking into the Sefer Torah and he's reading from the Sefer Torah. Who are then if a person looking into a Chumash? The reason why we're focusing on the Sefer Torah, number one, those good old days, they didn't have art scroll Chumashim, they didn't even have pre-art scroll Chumashim. But number two, you'll see it makes a difference in the Gemara that we're talking about Taka Sefer Torah. So he was reading from the Sefer Torah, Vigia Zman HaMikra, now it comes Zman of Leini. In other words, for instance, it's early in the morning, it's 4 o'clock, and he started from Bereishis, and now it's 6 o'clock, it's now close to Netzachama, or whatever it is, and it's getting over Kumecha time, and he wants to go and say Krishma. Vigia Zman HaMikra. And Kivan Liba, if he was Mechavein, then Yotza. Now what was he Mechavein? Parshim Shad, he was Mechavein now to be laning Krishna. Now, until now he was just wanted to do Liman HaTayri, he's just reading the Psukim. And now it comes to Shema Yisrael, oh, I have in mind now the shame, mitzvahs kriya shema uvukumecha, Yotza. The Gemara is not going to be happy with that pshat, because we have a famous machloikis throughout Shas, whether mitzvah sriches kavana, or mitzvah zayin sriches kavana. So Mitzvah Shem, we'll deal with that as soon as we start the Gemara. Now, our Mishnah tells us that you have to be very, very careful not to be mafsik, not to say a word during Kriyashma. And the Gemara is going to distinguish between in the middle of a perek, in other words, in the middle of Shema, Vayim, Shemoya, etc., or in between the parakim, in other words, after the Sharecha, Vayim, Shemoya, and Vaya, into between the first perek and the second perek, and between the second perek and the third perek. We're going to discuss that now in the Mishnah, Biprakim. Biprakim means Bein HaPrakim, between one and the other. And by the way, this is not just the three parishes of Krishma, this also refers to the Birchais Krishma. So when you finish in the morning, Baruch Ato Hashem, Yoytzam, Oirais, before you begin, Hav Rabo or Hav Soilam, so that's also Bein HaPrakim. What's the din? Shoel Mepnei HaKovet. If somebody, Choshev, comes into Shul, and you want to greet him, you can Mepnei HaKovet, because this person deserves a tremendous amount of reverence and respect. Then you're allowed to be shoyl mepnei hakavod. Umeshiv, and you're allowed to respond. The Gemara is going to ask tomorrow if you're allowed to go and start the conversation. Certainly you can go and respond to the conversation. Why does it need to even to say umeshiv? That you will learn tomorrow. Ube'emta, but if it's in the middle of the parak, in other words, if he's in the middle of the yoytzar, it's right before kodesh, 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 or it's in the middle of Ahavas Oilam, in the middle of the Perek, or for that matter, any one of the three parshiyos of Krishma, you're in the middle. The Emta, Sholom Nei Yira. Now you're not going to be Mafsik Nei HaKovet, only because of Yira. What means Yira? Rashi says, someone who has the power, Chas V'Sholom, to kill you if you don't respond. Under such circumstances, it's Ke'en Pikuach Nefesh. If he comes in, Sholom Nei Yira. King Ferdinand, yes. How are you? Welcome to our synagogue. So you're allowed to be shalom nei yira in the middle of a perek. Umeshiv, you're also allowed to respond. And again, the Gemara is going to ask, what do you need the meshiv for? Divrei Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be'emtza shalom nei hayira, umeshiv nei hakovid. If you're talking about be'emtza again, in the middle of the parsha of Krishma, or in the middle of one of the Birchois Krishma, shalom nei hayira gesundheit, you're allowed to go and ask nei hayira. We just finished saying that be'emtza shalom nei hayira umeshiv, says Rabbi Yehuda, I agree, shalom nei hayira. Umeshiv mepnei hakovet. You're allowed to respond, not because of yira, because of kovet. In other words, we have different levels over here. To start the conversation in the middle of Kriya Shema, only mepnei yira, a king that has the ultimate total authority to chas v'sholom kill someone, then you're allowed to be shoyt. Umeshiv mepnei hakovet. Mepnei hakovet means for a person who deserves a lot of respect. Again, all of these distinctions we'll talk about at great length tomorrow. Ubiprakim. Ubiprakim means bein haprakim, between one and the other. Sholem ne'akavait umeshiv sholem lechol adam. So again, he agrees with the Tanakhama that the prakim sholem ne'akavait, but he said on the meshiv, you can meshiv to anybody. Anybody that comes into shul and he says shalom aleichem to you, instead of saying in the middle of davening, he is allowed to bein haprakim go and say aleichem shalom. Mitchell will talk about that shortly. Elohim ben Abrakim. So now describe to him what means ben Abrakim. So we already said, ben Barach Rishoyno Vishnia, in between Yoytam Oirais and Ahava Sayyidam. Ben Shnia Lishma, after Boichatam Yisrael, be Ahava, before you begin Shema. Ben Shema Levahoya, after Uvisharecha, before you begin Vahoyim Shemoya. Ben Vahoyim Shemoya Levayoymer. Ben Vayoymer Liemes Vyatsev. Between Vayoymer and Emes V'yatziv, in other words, at the words Hashem Aleichem, before you get to Emes V'yatziv, you could stop there, and also the same halachas would apply, that Sholem Ne'akovet, Sholem Ne'ayira, etc. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Ben Vayim Emes V'yatziv, Lo Yafsik. When you get to Emes V'yatziv, don't make a hefsi between Aleichem and Emes V'yatziv, because we in fact said Hashem Aleichem Emes. Even though the Torah, it doesn't say Emes. The Torah ends off, and the Hashem Aleichem. We add the word emes, and we'll see in the Gemara the reason is because of a pasuk in Tanakh, Hashem Elikim emes. But because we add the emes to the lekechem, no stop over there. You got to go continue on straight. There is no bein haprakim. Amr bishum and karcha. Lama kodma parsha shema v'hoyim shemayim. Why do we say parsha shema first? Kli shekabel olav oil malchus shemayim tchila. A person should first be mekabel ol malchus shemayim. Hashem Elikim, Hashem Echad. This is the one and only Almighty God. That's the Oil Malchus Shemayim Tchel. V'yachkach, V'hoyim Shemayim Tishmael Mitzvois, Hashem Alekeichem. Oh, that already talks about the Mitzvois. Then he's Mekabel Olav, Oil Mitzvos, that's number two. V'hoyim Shemayim, we said before, V'yoyimah, Sheh V'hoyim Shemayim Noyim Ben B'yamim Malayla. All the dinim of V'hoyim Shemayim, like, V'lamad Tamois Mesmenechem, V'dabirbam, Mezuzois, that applies both during the day and at night. Vayoymer, the ikker focus of Vayoymer is on the parsha of tzitzis, and noigel b'yambuvad, the din of tzitzis is only by tug, because the re'isim oisa, yuscharatim, so re'isim oisa, the re'iyah is a day mitzvah, that's why we do not have to wear tzitzis at night. Okay. I'm sorry?
The mitzvah tefillin you have in the first
report. You do, but it has more than that. You're right. It has the tefillin, but it has, for instance, mezuzahs. Mezuzahs you don't have in the third parsha. Right? You only have tzitzis. Mezuzah, of course, is 24 hours. So therefore, the mitzvahs in Shema and Vayim Shemoya are more 24-hour day mitzvahs, while the Vayomer is only a tzitzis. Truth of the matter is, we said yesterday that one of the reasons why we say the parsha of tzitzis is also because of the Haskaras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is also both a day and night, because that's our mitzvah. Maskim Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelis, Yimecha Yecha, Kol Yimecha Yecha. It's true. So we're talking about the general picture instead of the details. Both the second parsha of Krishna and the third parsha of Krishna have certain mitzvahs which are throughout the day or only during the day, not at night, but the second parsha is much, much more in the sense that it includes, for instance, mezuzos, as well as the din of learning Torah, which are, of course, the 24 hours. Well, the major focus of the parsha of tzitzis is on the tzitzis. Shokimar, we started the Mishnah that if you're reading in the Torah, and now it's the time of Kriya Shema. Im kiven liboy, if he was mechaben. Shoktimor Shema minam mitzvah kavana. Lechayu from our Mishnah, we have a clear cut raya that mitzvahs require kavana. However, this is a big, big machlokes. And Rashi says, for instance, Rabba holds a Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that if on Rosh Hashanah you have a person who is blowing shofar and he's tekeya l'shir, in other words, he's not doing it l'shem mitzvah, but because he likes to play musical instruments, and he plays the shofar, and he does it like a harmonica, and it really sounds great, and it's beautiful, everybody's, whoa, whoo, sheep, etc. You're yoitzah. Why are you yoitzah? He didn't have in mind. Because mitzvah seven tzrichas kavanah. We see from our mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. Everything when my im kiven libay likrois. When it says kiven libay, it doesn't mean to mechaven hinni muchan amzuman, I'm going to go and learn Krishna now. He's being mechaven likrois to read in the Torah. What do you mean? He's been mechaven to read. He's been reading for the last 2 hours. Hayekoyer b'Torah, the Giyaz Man HaMikra, he's been reading from Bereishis until the parsha of Krishma.
He's not doing it in an unconscious state of mind.
Exactly. So the Gemara says, in Likra, he's been reading now for the last hour. What are you telling me if he's mechaven Likra? Everything wants to be koyer l'hagia. It's talking about he's being koyer for the purpose of being magia, the Sefer Torah. So what does that mean? So what's the answer? So Rashi says on the right hand margin, Hakakari, right? We're talking about, you see what it says Gemara? Now, next to the new parak. Next to the new parak, Hakakari, Habakari Ka'asik Tana Fiasi. That this person is in the middle of reading. He's been reading now for the last hour. He's been reading the Torah from Bereishis on. Diktani Hayakari Batayr. So what are you telling me? That he's Machavan Likrois? Zot Rashi, Bekari Lahagia. He's reading the Torah to be magia to see if there's a toys in the sefer.
He's proofreading it mechanically.
He's not even being mechaven to read. He's just proofreading. But let me ask you a question. Even if you're proofreading, aren't you reading? You're still reading. How is Rashi into the question? What would you like to say?
No, but sometimes if you've ever proofread something, you're reading it, but not you're not following the argument of what you're reading. You're just reading to see misspellings, capitalizations, things that have no relation to the content. It's metadata.
True.
It's not for comprehension.
But are you reading it?
Mechanically, but not.
Okay, Mr. Tzrichus Kavana. You don't need Kavana. So Tois is helpful. Look at the third Tois. Bekoy lahagia. Pirish bekundish. Ein miskaven likreis. Taima. Akati hakakari. Fine, he's not miskaven likreis. Taka. Proofreading to see if it's missing an oyster here or there. Abalamais, he's reading. Alkein nira. Bekoy lahagia. He's not reading it the way we would normally read it. When he comes to the word toitofis, he doesn't say toitofis, he says tatfas. When he gets to the word mezuzos beisechu v'sherecha, he says umezuzas. Why is he saying that? He's saying that because he wants to remember, is it exactly the way our Masoira is, or you have an extra vav, or you're missing a vav? By saying tatfas, he is now saying out loud, Rebbeisai.
He's mislearning it.
He's especially misreading it because he wants to go and read it, not for purposes of being Yotzei Kriya Satayra, but to go and identify if there are any letters are missing. For instance, there might be his son or his Talmud might be there, and he's especially reading it, the tatfas, and then the Talmud goes and nods with his head, yo, you're right. Taka, there's no vov in tatfas, you're right. Mezuzas, you're right. It doesn't say mezuzois, there's no vov in it. You did a great job. So therefore, when it says in the Mishnah, im kiven libay lav dafka, el klaimer likreis kedin kinukudasan ukilchasa. From Bereshis until he got to Kriyashma, he's been constantly reading it or mispronouncing the words to emphasize where you have an extra letter or a missing letter. So everybody knows what we're talking. When he gets to Sukkos, he says Sukkas, Sukkas instead of Sukkos. Instead of Karnois HaMizbeach, he says Karnas HaMizbeach, even though we're supposed to read it Karnois, but especially does that for purposes of being Magia. But if when it comes to the Parsha of Kriyas Shema, here he says, okay, the boy says, stop, we're not going to go and misread it, we're going to read it now the way you're supposed to, then Kivan Liboy, that's not Mechavan Liboy, but Mechavan to read it correctly, then you get it. Yes, Barry.
In when you say, when Shema is written in the Torah, it doesn't have the Pasuk of Baruch Shem Kavod.
Okay.
The paradigm that the Chacham gave for Kabbalah's Omachu Shema, and say Shema, then Baruch Shem, then Duhay, and then Vahafta.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's reading it in the Torah, they're not reading it in the Tavach Chachamim, and the way the Chachamim minted.
It's a very good question. So I guess the answer would be either that you can be Yotze without saying Baruch Shem, or that he said Baruch Shem Bal Peh without reading that from the Torah. He just threw that in. Tanurban. So now we have a machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim, and this is Nagia very, very pertinent today. We have a lot of Bali Tshuva in our midst that cannot read Hebrew, and many of them read from the art scroll from the English, and they lay in Kriyishma, are the Yotze, the Mitzvah of Kriyishma, when you're reading it in English. It's Tanurban, Kriyishma Kiksava, Hibi Rebbe. Rebbe says, Kriyishma, you have to read like it's written in the Torah in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh. The Chachamim Omrim, B'chol Lashon, you can go and say it in English, in French, in Hungarian, well, any language you want. My time to Rebbe, where's Rebbe coming from? On the Kirkus, it says in the Pasuk, V'hoyu hadvorim ma'ela. Whenever it says the word V'hoyu, V'hav yosin you, it's got to be exactly the way it's written. Don't make any changes, don't add, don't subtract. This language, Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbanan, my time, what's the rest of Rabbanan? On the Kirkus, it says in the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael. Shema b'chol lashon she'at v'shemeah. By starting off Shema, I mean, aren't we all listening? It's like if a person is at the podium and people are talking and yapping and please listen to what that person has to say. Okay, then you have to go and make that announcement. What happens if everybody's quiet? The speaker doesn't have to go, everybody say listen. What do you think we're doing? We've been quiet for the last 3 minutes waiting for you to open your mouth and say something. So why does that say Shema? Shema, b'chol lashon she'at v'shemeah. Any language that you understand, you can be yotze kriyas Shema. Now, what does each one do with the other one's limud? Ul Rabbi Nami Harksiv Shema doesn't say Shema. That there's a requirement when you're saying Kriyas Shema, you should not go and say it to yourself. You should say it loud enough that you should be able to go and hear yourself speak. But don't say it so loud like some people do that you can hear it a mile away. That disturbs other people's saying Kriyas Shema. But you say it loud enough that you can go and hear it yourself, but in a very, very whispering tone. That's the Shema. Rabbanon, Sabin who command the Amalei Shmili Ozna Yotze. The Rabbanon go and say, you don't need to be Mashmili Ozna, it's a nice thing, but it's not no requirement. What do they do? It's got to be exactly in Hebrew. That you shouldn't go and read Kriyas Shema backwards. Now, what's the definition of backwards? So most of the Rishonim learn backwards means to go and say psukim in the wrong order. That you're going to go and say the last pasuk of Shema first. You say chsaftam oif hayidechav. That's uksharetim. Chsaftam umzuz beisachav v'sharechav. That's the last pasuk, and you say that pasuk first, and then you're going to say the uksharetim pasuk, and then you're going to say v'shinantim pasuk, and then you're going to get back to the very beginning. V'haftas shem lekechav. So you say it out of order. However, Rashi learns that it's talking about not the psukim, but even the words themselves. He says out of order. If you look at the Rashi, midvorim hadvorim, which is about 10 lines from the bottom, look at the last 2 lines of that Rashi, kisidran v'loyla mafreya, kigoin uvisharecha, beisecha, mezuzois. Instead of saying mezuzois, beisecha, v'sharecha, he says v'sharecha, beisecha, mezuzois. So it's a machloikis, what mafreya. Yes, what's the phrase?
Doesn't the parshah of Vayomer come before Vahaya in the Torah?
But very good.
But that's an entire...
Beautiful. So Jake points out that we have a third definition of the Mafreya. Not only one Pasuk before the other Pasuk out of order, and not only Rashi one word out of order, but what about the Parshis out of order? Because we said that the person is reading the Sefer Torah, and it comes as Man Mikra, if he's Mechavan Liboy, he's Yotze, whichever Pshat, what he means is Mechavan, or Koyel Lahagia, whatever, you're Yotze. The Parshis are out of order, because it doesn't go Shema, Poyim Shemoya Vayomer, but in fact the third is before the second, etc. So from our Mishnah, since it doesn't say that you have to mish backwards and frontwards, it's mashma that that is not a psul in Lemafreya. Moreover, they want to bring a raya from that earlier Mishnah that the halach is that if you say other divrei Torah in between, that would not be a hefsik that would hassle your kiyum of the mitzvah. You shouldn't be mafsik, because we said already in the Mishnah, don't be mafsik when they are covered, when they are yira. Shavad after visharecha say vahaya. But just in case you happen to be reading psukim in the Torah, that would not invalidate your kriyishma by the fact that it doesn't say in the Mishnah that you gotta go and skip now ahead to the other or mishpak, just like you're saying. Yes, Masak Rabbi Newman.
So when it was talking about Hagisa and Korib Hagia,
yeah,
it couldn't be talking about Parsha Tzitzis or Panshimo, because the Kiyum is Shema Yisrael, isn't it? The first paragraph.
Yeah, but the Kiyum of Krishma is all three paragraphs.
No, I understand, but...
So what's your question?
But if you're being Magia, that means you're only doing one section of the Torah, you're not...
Here we're talking about a theoretical individual who is being magia the entire Sefer Torah from beginning to end. This is a sofer, perhaps he just wrote the whole sefer, and now before handing it over to the new owner, he wants to review the whole thing from beginning to end. So from Bereishis and through Shemayis, he's been working on this now for hours, and now it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Oh, it's Krishna time. Guess what? I happen to be right now at the parasha Shema Yisrael. So he says Shema Yisrael. He's Mechavan Liboy, or he no longer is saying Tatfas and Mezuzas. He's now saying it correctly. But now he keeps on going. He's not done. He's going to go until 8, 9 o'clock.
He's starting with parasha Tzitzis and then going forward.
So he's saying, we're saying in the reverse order.
Yes.
Ah, so that was Jake's question. Al Pishnayim, Edom, Yochum, Dabi, both Mechavan to the same Shekhler. And they want to bring a raya from this, that the word Lamafreya is only possible if you say the psukim backwards, or the words backwards, but not if you go and say the parish is out of order. That's what they want to bring a raya from our Mishnah.
It's only the word backwards, going from Rashi.
L'chayra. So not even the psukim. Because otherwise, the psukim would be aggressive. When you say v'sherecha, v'secha, mezuzah, it's almost gibberish. You go and say it backwards. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Yes, sir. Oh, you agree? Okay, Uri's on board. Good. So we continue on. Since Rebbe uses v'choyu to tell you about Yosin Yehu, it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Then how does he know about this din of the mafreya? It says in Pashuk v'choyu hadvar moela. It could have said v'choyu dvar moela. It says hadvar. It's got to be in this order, and don't make a mish up and a mix up. They hold that that's not a drasha that we got from the Saida, so they don't dash in that extra. Says Yimar, remember the Sabbath Rebbe, the Chalatayr Kula v'Chaloshin Nemra. We can be medayik. Since Rebbe says that it says v'hoyu, that this kriya has to dafke be b'avyosin yo in Loshin HaKodesh, it's much than any other thing that you have to read, Chalatayr Kula v'Chaloshin Nemra. You can go and say anything else in any other language. These all kedaitach that if everything else has to be Loshin HaKodesh, Nemra, v'hoyu dekas rechman alamali. What do I have to v'hoyu over here? Is the Chumash any other reading could be done even in French or in English or another language. Now, what other reading might there be? So the Chari is going to say, we read every week in the Torah, Kriyas the Torah, instead of talking about Yom Yashal and Moshe, we start off, and God said to Moses, saying, please go and take out all of the Jews from Egypt, etc., that you'd be Yoytzen. But the din of Kriyas the Torah on Shabbos and during the week, that is not Min HaTorah, that's a Takana that started off with Ezra and Chazal and Anshinei Sagdoila, but that's not something which is in the Torah. And if the Torah is saying v'hoyu, the davka kriyishma has to be v'hoyu bav yosin yehu, but all other kriyos you can have in other languages, what other kriyos are there min ha-Torah? That's Toysis Iskasha, second Toysis before the end. B'losha kodesh nemra pirish rashi perik sheni de megillah likris ba-Torah, that it's coming to tell you that any other time that you read in the Torah, you can say it b'chol loshein. V'lo nehira. To Ezra tikin kriyas haTorah. Umekamidi asa Ezra, v'hoyu lamali. So what do you need v'hoyu in the Torah that says, Pav yosin yehu, by krishma, to exclude anything else, there's no other mitzvah of kriya. V'yesh loyma to mighty be parshas mechiyavim lekreis tiharais. So keep going. Parshas Zohar. Oh, there's a mitzvah of leaning parshas Zohar. That you got to go and do from a sefer Torah. Oh, asagam tzis min haTorah. Parshas Zohar. Zohar is eisha she'asa l'cho amolek, but teis u'mitzrayim, but derech teis u'mitzrayim. So anyway, that's a chiyum in haTorah. Inami or mikra bikurim. When you bring the bikurim, that you have to go and say Rami Oyveravi and Vidui Meiser or Parshas Chalitza. All of those are mitzvah of haTorah lekroison. Does Zokton Zigimara that Lechoyra, according to Rabbi, all of those others could be read in English. They don't have to be read in Lashon HaKoyish, because Vahoyu was only by Kriyishma, Bab Yosniu, but everything else, Lechoyra is okay. Zokton Zigimara, going back to Zigimara. Five lines in the bottom. Remember, the Sabbath Rebbe, you call the Torah Kula B'chal Lashon Nemra. The Yisrael Kadaitach B'chal Lashon HaKoyish Nemra. Vahoyu Dikas Rachmona, Lomali. Everything more itzrich. No, the truth of the matter is, it could be the Rebbe holds kol atayr kula parshas Zohar and the parshas Bikurim and all the other things have to be said all in Lashon HaKodesh. So why did it say Vahayu over here? Mishum dechsev Shema, because it says Shema, and since Shema was interpreted by the Rabbanan to be becholoshin she'ato shemeya, to be able to go and say no, don't follow the Chachamim's Shema becholoshin ato shemeya. Vahayu, it's dafka to be in Lashon HaKodesh. So you're going to go and tell me to leave out Shema and don't have to have Vahayu. And the whole reason why I have Vahayu is because I'm going to be misled that Shema means Vacholoshin, so leave out the Shema. No. Rabbi needs the Shema because I need the Shema to tell you, Hashmeli Ozlecha Masha'at Samoitzim Mipich. But I might not know Rabbi's Drasha. I might think Shema means Vacholoshin Sha'at Shemea. Vahayu, it's got to be Vav Yosin Yehu, Dafkin Lashon HaKodesh. Zisok Adab Choloshin Emra, Shema Rikos Rachman Alam Ali. Now let's go the other way. Remember the Sabri Rabbanan, four lines to the bottom. Now, since the Rabbanan say Shema, B'choloshin Sha'ata Shemeya, is mashed from them, the Cholat Torah Kula, B'loshin HaKodesh Nema. Anything and everything else, like Pasha Zohar, has to dafkin be B'loshin HaKodesh. These are G'dayim B'choloshin Nema, Shema Nekos Rechmona, Lomali. Why did the Torah have to go and say over here, Shema, B'choloshin Sha'ata Shemeya, if you're telling me that Cholat Torah Kula, Pasha Zohar, and everything else, you can go and lane B'choloshin anyway, what do I have to have Shema? Since you're more the same Torah, it's Rechmoshim Nesiv V'hoyu, since it is V'hoyu Advar Me'ela. And I need that V'hoyu to go and tell you the din of Shle Yikr L'mafreya. However, I might have thought that that Vahayu is like Rebbe says, Bav Yosin Yehu, Dafkin Lashon HaKodesh, Shema, no, less like all the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula can be B'choloshin. Here too it can be B'choloshin. So bottom line is, we have no concrete raya either way, what Rebbe or what the Rabbanan would hold outside of the parasha of Krishna. Turn about. We said Vahayu Shle Yichel Mafreya, Hadvorim Al Livovecha. Yochel tehei kol haparsha kula kol haparsha tzricha kavana. I would think the entire parsha needs kavana. So from here into quite a few lines into the Amud Beis, we're going to focus on how much do you have to be mechavin when you're leaning Krishma. Of course, ideally, one should be mechavin every single word from beginning until end. The same thing applies to the whole davening. However, people are only human, and so we want to know what's the minimum that's required for purposes of the Krishma. And we're going to have different views in our Gemara. We're going to have one view, just Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, as long as I have that in mind, I'm Yotzer. There's going to be another view that not only Shema, but the first pasuk, V'ahavta Hashem Elokeinu b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol yedecha, that you have to have in mind. There's going to be another view that the next pasuk as well, Vayadvu Ma'ila Shanosh Mitzav Chayon Al Livavecha, that you have to be mechaber. And then there's going to be another view that the entire first parish of Krishma until Uvisharecha you have to be mechaber. Finally, there'll be another Malyam that will say that even the second parish you have to be mechaber. All of this is Lagabi B'diavid. If you are not mechaber, are you Yoitze Krishma or not? Yes, Rabbi Newman.
So how does that go with the beginning we're talking about in court?
So then the two answers. If you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, all you're being mechaven is Rabbi Yisai Hirotzen, just like you Hini Mukhanam Zuman, I'm about to learn Krishma, I'm mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvah of Krishma. And then when it comes to Shema Yisrael, I'm starting to think about the Knicks, I'm starting to think about Trump, with impeachment yon, impeachment nish, that stock market is going to go up, it's going to go down, from Shema Yisrael to the end. Oh, I was mechaven in the mitzvah, but it wasn't mechaven the words that I was saying. The ikar kavan is the pirush hamilos that we are showing our obedience and our loyalty and our allegiance to Kodesh Baruch. That's Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenei, Shema Chod. So that's besides the mitzvah of Tzrichas Kavan. According to the second pshat, you don't need Kavan at all. All you have to make sure is you're just saying the letters properly. Don't say Mizuzas and don't say Tatfas. Go and say Toitafois and Mizuzois. Now we're talking about how far do you have to be Mechavan from Shema into the Shema Yisrael. The words, what you're saying, that you know what you're talking about, and that you know, everybody knows, of course, Rabbi Shlomo Gottesman. Rabbi Shlomo Gottesman's father was Rabbi Shaya Gottesman Zechron Levracha, who was also very Choshevi, he passed away a couple of years ago. And Rabbi Shaya Gottesman one time told me the Derech Halotza. Derech Halotza means an ejacular vein. He said that sometimes when he finishes Shemoneh Esrei, he feels that he has to go and bench Goymel. Why do you have to bench Goymel? He said, during the Shemoneh Esrei, he was all over the world. He was in Russia, he was in South Africa, he was in Alaska, he was in Antarctica, he was in California. So, you see, of course he didn't mean it seriously, but the point is that unfortunately, our minds wander. So the mind should have to go and make the Birchas HaGoymel because it's traveling all over the world. So, when it comes to Shema, there are a certain minimal number of words that you have to say, focused on, and don't just be scatter-minded, scatter-brained. You gotta think. Says the Gemara. Turn about. Vahoyu. Number one, shlikul mafreya, like we had. And then it says, hadvarim ho'eila, eshenech mitzav chayoyim, al levavecha. Al levavecha means that it has to be on your lave, that you have to mechaven what you're saying. Yochotei kol ha'pasha, tricha kavana. I would think the entire first pasha until visharecha requires kavana. Tam aloimer ho'eila, vahoyu hadvarim ho'eila, eshenech mitzav chayoyim, al levavecha, these words until al levavecha, which means the first two psukim after Baruch Shem, right? The hafta, and then the next pasuk v'hayad v'ma'ilah shenich v'tzav chayoyim al levavecha. These two psukim, you have to be mechad. Mikan ve'elach, ein tzrich kavan. After that, once you finish al levavecha and you start v'shinantim levanech v'dibar tabam, from that point on, you don't have to have. It's nice to have kavan, but you don't have to have kavan. Divrei bless. Omer Rekiva, how can you say that? How are you Omer? It says in the pasuk, Asher anoich mitzavcho hayoim al levavecha, mikan atalome shekola parsha kula tzricha kavana. Not just the first two psukim. The ganze parsha. Now what do you see from the words Asher anoich mitzavcho hayoim al levavecha? So Rashi is silent, but the Taptoises tells us, because if you're only talking about until here, until al levavecha, but from the shinantim levanecha, you don't need to be mechavin, then the pasuk could have said, Asher anoichi tzivisicha, what I already commanded you. Mitzavcha means that I'm continuing to command you. It's a loshen hoive, not a loshen ovad. And therefore it doesn't end here, it keeps on going. You see the top twice, Asher anoichi mitzavcha. The e kiriko amris, if you're going to tell me that you only need to be mechavin until alavavecha, havel mechtav, it should say in the pasuk, Asher tzivisicha. While the mitzavcha mashma, afil mikan ve'elach, you continue the tzivoy. Mikol mokel itzrecha eila, de'ila v'ochi amemina, de'af parsha shniya is bechlal. So I need ve'elach to go and tell you, you only need the first parsha, but not beyond the first parsha. Anyway, bottom line is that we have a machloikis between these two man the amrim, whether or not it's enough until al levavecha, or whether you have to have the entire first parsha of Krishma for kavan. How do we paskin? Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, Halachik, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was the second view that we were just talking about. Amalei Rabbi Kiva, that you have to have the full first parsha. Ikad Masi Lo Aha. Others brought that same Rabbi Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Yochanan on the following brisa. The sign it says in the brisa: Hakolir Shema, Torah Shechaven Esliber. You got to be mechaven. Rabbi Acham, Yishim, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Kiven She Kiven Liboy BePerik Risha. And as soon as you mechaven the first perik, Shevein Etzarach. That's it. Just the first perik. Aha. Okay, who's the one that just said the first parak? That was the same as Rabbi Kiva. So, Amar Rabbi Bachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Allah, Rabbi Acha, Mishom, Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why the Gemara says, Ikna Masni, others said that not Rabbi Bachana said this halacha on Rabbi Kiva, but he said instead on Rabbi Acha, Mishom, Rabbi Yehuda, which says the same thing. So, on the surface, there's no difference between the first brisa of Rabbi Kiva and the second brisa of Rabbi Acha, Mishom, Rabbi Yehuda. Both of them say the first parak, first parasha. However, the Tzlach says that in fact there is a difference between the two. And that is, the question is there a mitzvah lechatchila also to be mechaven in the second parsha of Kriya Shema? From the first Rav Akiva, yes, of course, you should be mechaven the first parsha and the second parsha. All it says in Mikanat Lomet Shekolam Parsha, Kula Tricha Kavana, that what is Ma'akev is the first parsha, but for sure you should be mechaven the second parsha as well. But in the Desanya, there it says, Rabbi Acha, Mishim, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Kim, Shekib, and Libay, Beperek, Rishoyin, Shemayin, Tzarech. Once I'm finished with the first parasha, there's no even Lechatchila on Perek number 2. You did your job on Perek number 1. Baruch Hashem, I lasted the last 30 minutes. Baruch Hashem was machaven every single word of the first parasha. For now, I get kind of a freebie. I get a little bit of a coffee break. I don't have to be machaven the second parasha. Ah, Kum Tchoyz is a machloikis now between Rabbi Akiva and this Rabbi Acha Mishim Rabbi Yehuda, Aziz of Tetzlach. And therefore, there's an afkamina between Rabbi Bachan and Rabbi Yochanan whether I pass like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, I'm saying that you only have to, that you should be lechatchil and mechavid, not only the first, but also the second. But b'diyeved yoyitze if you're mechavid the first, while according to Rabbi Acha, don't even think about the second. Important thing is the first one. Once you mechavid the first, shimon yitzarech, stop. You don't even have to worry and be concerned about further kabbalas. Tani Idach. We have another brayser. V'hoyu shlo yikra l'mafreya, like we said before. And then it says, al levavecha, b'zutra oimer, ad kan mitzis kavana. Until al levavecha, stop, then you have to have kavana. Mikan v'ilach, beyond that, mitzvah's kriya. Then you have the mitzvah of kriya. Now, although the ad kan sounds like until the words al levavecha, however, Rashi told us on the third line, the ad kan is referring to the perek rishon. The first parasha is that you have to have kavana. The Mikan Ve'elich on the fourth line, Parashas V'hoya Im Shemoya. So what Reb Zutra is telling us is the difference between Parsha 1 and Parsha 2, similar to Reb Akiva that we just had now, and Reb Acha Mishim Reb Yehuda, that the first Parsha requires Kavana, and the second one requires Kriya. We'll see what those words mean in a moment. Reb Yoshia Oimer, Adkan Mitzvah Kriya, the first Parsha is the Mitzvah of Kriya, Mikan Ve'elich Mitzvah Kavana. In other words, this is punk faket. According to Bzutra, first parsha kavana, second parsha kriya. Says Rabbi Yoshia, no, it's just the opposite. First parsha kriya, second parsha kavana. Okay. Faitimar Maishna. We're going now back on Bzutra that says the first parsha is kavana, second parsha is kriya. Maishna mikan ve'ilach mitzvah kriya. Why do we say that the second parsha only has kriya? It says in the pasuk ledaber bom vushteit in the pasuk v'samtem estavarei eila al levavchem yal nafshchem ukshartem oisim leisiyetchem, and then it continues on v'imartem oisim svenechem ledaber bom. Ledaber bom means to speak. Speak is kriya. Ah, so that's why the second parasha, make sure you make a divur, a kriya, be mechavin the kriya, not kavan. Say kriya, say the word. Hachanami, if that's the case, hoksiv in the first parasha, it also says, vishinantam uvenecha v'dibartabam. So the dabirbam and the dibartabam basically are the same words. So just like you need a kriya on the second parasha, the chor you need a kriya on the first parasha. Says Yomara, you're right. Hachikama, when Reb Zutra said first parasha, kavana, he didn't mean only kavana, he meant ad kan mitzvahs kavana ukriya. Avad, you have to have both. You have to say the words and you have to be mechavin. Mikan ve'elach, the second parsha, you only have the daber bom, kriya, b'loy kavana. Okay. Frank Timur Maishna, ad kan mitzvahs kavana ukriya. Now, why, taka, do you have to have kavana and kriya? The kriya, we already said, is the dibar tamah. How do I know kavana? It's got to be on your heart. What does it mean on your heart? That means you just kavana. Ah, is everything sorry? Just al levavcha v'dibar tabam. Hosam nami in the second parasha also says haksiv al levavchem. V'samte mezvaray eila al levavchem v'al nafshchem. So al levavchem, you have to have the kavana, and then afterwards it says v'limar tamoisus v'nechel ledaber bam. So same thing, kriya and kavana. Says no. That al levavchem is being taken out of context, because the pasuk in its entirety is ha'humi boyle kabiyitzchad the amr besamtem estavare eile al levavchem. Now, what does that mean that you're going to go and put these words? You can take the parish of Krishma, you take your sitter, and you put it on your heart. What does that mean? What it means to tell you is shetehei sima keneged alev. It's coming to tell you that when you are putting on your tefillin, make sure that the tefillin is not on the palm of your hand, but when you're doing ukshartem oisam li ois al yedchem, that you put it up higher above the elbow before you get to the armpit, before you get to the shoulder, on the muscle. Why? So then it is corresponding to your heart.
Nothing to do with kavana.
It's placement, location of your tefillin. Especially if you wear three pairs of tefillin, location, where you have to put the tefillin, al levavchem.
It's a feeling between santem and shinantem.
We'll talk about that in a moment, about Shinantim as well. So therefore, that Alevavchem has nothing to do with Kavana, it has to do with location. Good. Fine. So bottom line is, Reb Zutra says the first parasha you require both Kriya and Kavana, second parasha only Kriya, no Kavana. Omamar, Reb Yoshi Oimer, Adka Mitzis Kriya, first parasha you need Kriya, Mikan Ve'elach Mitzis Kavana. Why would Rabbi Yoshiya hold you need kavana? He doesn't learn location. He's not in real estate, and so therefore he doesn't learn that it's referring to the location of the tefillin. But rather, alavavcha means kavana. So, Achanam Yoksev, doesn't it say in the first parasha also alavavecha? Says Yimar Hachi Ka'amar. I agree. In the first parasha, you need both adkan mitzis kriya v'kavana. So, kum techois. That on the first parasha there's no machloikis between Reb Zutra and Reb Yoshia, even though Reb Zutra said first parasha kavana, Reb Yoshia says first parasha kriya. Really and truly, both of them are saying the same thing, that the first parasha requires both kriya and kavana. Where is the distinction on the second parasha? Mikan ve'eilach. There, where according to Reb Zutra, it's kriya without the kavana, because the Alev Avchem is talking about the tefillin. But here says Rabbi Yoshiya, no. The second part is kavana, b'loy kriya. Faith Timar, that the kavana is there because Alev Avchem. Fine. Well, what about kriya? Maishna adkam mitzis kriya v'kavana. Tichsiv. Why by the first parsha is it both kriya and kavana? Because it says alavavech, and also says v'dibar tabam. So you need to have alavavech or kavana. V'dibar tabam, you need kriya. Hasanam yoksiv alavavchem, which you agree, Rabbi Yoshiya means the kavana, and it says v'dibar bam. So that's kriya. V'dibar hu b'dibrei toirik siv. That's not talking about krishma. That's talking about learning toira. V'hachi kamerachmana agmiru b'naychu toira. That you should go and learn with your children Torah, so that they should know the Torah, they should be able to go and repeat the words of the Torah. And in fact, again, looking at the second parasha of Krishma, where does it say Ladaber Bam? It says, "Vlimartem oisem es b'neichem." Go and teach your children Ladaber Bam, that they should know the words of the Torah. Oh, so it's not talking about a Krishma Dikanin, it's talking about a Limudat Torah Dikanin, and that's why the second parasha does not require Kriya. It only requires kavan. So that's the bottom line, the machlokes between Reb Zutra and Reb Yoshiya Tonerbach. We have another view. Until now we've been speaking about that you need kavana in the whole first parsha. According to Reb Yoshiya, in the whole second parsha, we had at the top of the Yomid, one man the Yomid, at the bottom of the Yomid Aleph, you only need until Aleph Avecha, which is the first two psukim. Tonerbach, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad. You only have to mechaven by the first pasuk Shema Yisrael. That's it. Omer Rabba Alach Yirmei. We pasken like Yirmei. That's the minimum. Tanya Simchas Aymer. Kol Amarach Bi Echad Marichem Loi Yom Avushnaiser. When you get to the word Echad, you're supposed to be Marich, because if you're Marich, then the Kodesh Baruch will give you Arichas Yomim Mida Keneged Mida. Omer Vacha Bi Yankiv Umedalis. With the Arichas in the letter Dalit. So when you get to the Echad, you should go and do make a long Dalit. Omer Vashi. But don't go and quickly say the ches, but say the ches also slightly. So now, it sounds from our Gemara that what we are doing is incorrect, because most of us, we say echad, we stretch out the ches, we don't stretch out the dalit. That's a grace of paladin. Mara says you're supposed to stretch on the dalit. In fact, make sure the ches don't chap it, but don't say anything about going and extending it. This, however, is a problematic thing mitzad halacha, because how do we extend the dalit? There's no way you can't go and say d-d-d-d-d-d-d. So you're going to say okay. And the portion say the fairish, and if you're looking up Shulchan Aruch now, we're looking at Simon Samach Aleph of Orachayim in Shulchan Aruch, where it says in halacha vav tzorech laharach b'ches shel echad kidei shiyam lecha kodesh baruch b'shemayim v'aretz. You're supposed to go and be marach in the ches. If you look in the ches in the Sefer Torah, you don't just have a plain kudlo ches at the top, but you have like a shtickle roof.
It's peaked.
Oh, and if you are curious and it piques your curiosity, look in the Sefer Torah and you'll see how it comes up with a peak, the chatoitz. That's the chatoitz, mamlech kodesh baruch on the ches. V'yarech medalit shel echad shiur shiachshir kodesh baruch yochid by lamay u'moishel ba'av aruches oilam, like the Gemara is going to say shortly. The question is, how can you go and be marech in the dalit? So we have over here the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, where he brings here from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach that if the person by being marech in the dalit he's going to make a mistake. Then says Reb Shlomo Zalman Yochel Lekhaven Achrei Gemar Hamila, which you can go and say is Hashem Echad, and then after the Echad, whilst you're still within like the Torah de Dibur, then think about the Kodesh Baruch Hu is B'Shemayim B'Va'aretz and the four Ruchos. V'Hoisiv Hagon Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbaf She B'Havor Shalonu, the way we pronounce it, Lo Shayech L'Harech B'Dalet She B'Echad. You can't go and extend the Dalet of the Echad. It's impossible. And in fact, the post can bring that those people that say Dalet with a Shvo underneath, that say Duh, right? Echad. That's incorrect, because there is no nekudas under the Dalet. So he brings here Mishayim Hagoyin, the Rav Kanievsky, meaning Rav Chaim's father, the stipler. Omoloshe mechaven the ikr achrei goimrei echad. The ikr, he's mechaven after he finishes the word echad. Lefishi efshar lechaven akol b'yis aminus echad. V'gam efshar l'harach. Therefore, the ikr kavod is really when you finish the dalet. But the Gemara says you're supposed to be mechaven by the dalet. So they say, I'm not a Yemenite, but they say that the Yemenite, when they pronounce the dalet, they pronounce it like a dhok, with like a th, and therefore they would say echos, or chos, or something of that nature, and therefore the th sound, that of course you can be marach, but of course that's not our minig. We don't pronounce the dalet with a th sound, we pronounce it with a d sound. So it's difficult for us to be marach in the dalet, and therefore we're marach in the ches. But the question is, how much are you ma'arich? He saw he was going on forever. So light tzriches. As long as you ma'amlech lemal lemata, in other words, you have in mind the Kodesh Baruch Hu up and down, and the arba ruchos, that's north, south, east, and west, then you don't have to do anything more. And the post can bring that on the ches, you should have in mind lemal ulemata. That's the chatoitris, which is on top. As Barry so correctly points out, the peak that you should talk about the Mala Mata. When you get to the Dalet, you have in mind the Arba Ruchos, because Dalet is the Gematria 4, you have in mind the 4 Ruchos. Amrav Nosim Bar Ukva Amrav Yehuda, Al Levavecha Bamida. When you come to the words Al Levavecha, stand up! Faith tomorrow. Al Levavecha, Salka Daitach? Really? When you get to the words Al Levavecha, everybody has to jump up and shul. Ah, that doesn't make sense. El Aima Ad. Al levavecha b'amida. Until al levavecha, you should be standing. Mikan da eilech loy. I don't see that people stand up beginning a krishma until al levavecha. So Taisis says you're having a mistake over here. Look at this third Taisis, fourth line from the top. Al levavecha b'amida b'yushalmi mafarish. La v'yoye yoyishiv. If everybody's sitting down nicely and saying krishma, oymed. Okay, everybody get up now. Eladim hoye mahalich oymed. So the word over here oymed doesn't mean to stand; it means to halt. You could be standing, you could be sitting, you could be walking, etc. You should rather halt and stand in one place. If the person is walking back and forth in shul, and you see sometimes people are walking back and forth, when it comes to krishma, they should stop walking back and forth, just stay in one place. You should be able to be mechaven, because if you're walking, you have to make sure not to step on somebody's toes and not to go and step in somebody's jacket or this and that. In any way, you people step on it. So, how can you be mechaven? That's why you should halt in one place. So the word over here, amida, doesn't mean to stand. It really means to halt and not to continue walking. So how far is that? Until alavavecha. Mikan ve'elech, after alavavecha, shinam tovenecha, you can continue traipsing back and forth. No, the whole first parasha should be b'amida. Why the whole first parasha? That's the b'yechon that we had at the top of the amid. Yomer b'b'chon of yoychon, halach yir b'acha mishum, shom mishum Rabbi Yehuda, or mishum Rabbi Akiva. What did they both say? That the whole first parasha requires kavana. So therefore, the entire first parasha, don't walk back and forth. When you finish with the first parasha, then you can go on, then you can continue walking. Turn around. Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekinu Hashem Echad Zu Kriya Shema Shem Yudah Nasi. Yudah Nasi, who codified our Mishnayis, the key and the essence of Kriya Shema is that first pasuk Shema Yisrael. Omli Rav Rav Chia Lechazina Le Rebbe Demchav Le Mocha Shemayim. Rav, who was one of the star disciples of Rav Yudah Nasi, says to Rav Chia, I want you to know, I've been learning in the shir of Rav Yudah Nasi now for years, and I never saw him laying Kriya Shema. What means he never saw him laying Krishna? Says Rashi, because he always used to start the shir very early in the morning, twice, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, before the Zman, and he kept on learning for the next 2 or 3 hours, and I never saw him laying Krishna. She said, apparently, Krishna in Ishkafalik. See, if you look in the Rashi in the middle of the Yomit, he would start the shir early, and he was never masik, he just kept on going. That's what Rav said to Rav Chiya. Amalei, so Rav Chiya said back to Rav, Bar Pachsi. Bar Pachsi means Ben Shel Gedolim or something like that. Peter Ben Gedolim says, Ois Gimel, you're a great person, Rav. I want you to know you're making a boo-boo. Because Bishor Shemavi Yadav Al Panav or Aleinav Mekabel Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim. Do you notice in the middle of the shir at some point he puts his hands on his face? So everybody thinks it's because people are asking troubling questions, and he says, "Oh, come on, stop it!" That's why he's putting his hands on his face. But really, what he's saying about it doesn't happen here. I'm just talking. This could theoretically happen.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. So maybe I'm also learning Krishna. Anyway, so the point is, at that time when he's putting his hands on his eyes and his face and his nose, he's saying that Shema Yisrael. That's what he's saying. Oh, that's what he's been mumbling all those years. Fighting Mariettes. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, he says, so that's why the Brisa started off, the Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Lekin Hashem Echad, that was the Krishna Shema. He made sure always to say that in the middle of the shir when he was covering his eyes. But now the question, the obvious question is, Chayz V'Goyma, Eina Chayz V'Goyma. After you finish the whole shir, would he go back and finish off Krishna? Presumably he would say Shema Yisrael again. Or would he say, it's enough, I just said one line, I'm done. So have a machlekes. Bar Kapara Oimer, Ainu Chayz V'Goyma, he would not repeat it. Reb Shimon Barabi, Oimer Chayz V'Goyma, no, he would go back and he would finish it off. Only Bar Kapara Reb Shimon Barabi, I'll bring you a raya. Es Bish Loima Lediti. The Aminat Ainu Chayz V'Goyma, Hainu De Mahad, the Rabbi Ashmaite, the Ispa Yitzis V'Tzayim. I don't know if you ever noticed, Rabbi, been going to Shir for the last 20 years, you never noticed that he would go and learn Krishna. But did you notice that always in the middle of the Shir, he would always mention about Yitzis V'Tzayim? You know why? Because since Yitzis V'Tzayim is one of the major components of the Krishna, he wanted to make sure to be Yoitza. So even though he didn't say the whole parsha of tzitzis now and then kisses tzitzis and put it on his eyes and the whole business, but at least each time he always mentions Tzitzis V'Tzayim in the middle of the shir because he wants to be Yoitza. But Lidoch, according to you, the Amris Chayz V'Goymer, that later on he's going to go and say the whole parsha anyway. So Lama Leila Dure. So why does he have to go and say now the Tzitzis V'Tzayim in the middle of the shir? It's in the middle, it's kind of disturbing. Here we're talking about Yichelchas Gittin, Yivomis, and out of context. Everything like the Husky Tzitzis with time is mana. Avadi's going to learn the whole thing later on, but now since this is the Iker's man during the Shir, so he wants to be Maski Tzitzis with time in his proper Zman, even though, according to that man, the Yomar, he's going to repeat the whole thing later on. Yes, Rabbi Nuhar.
According to that, he's doing it for himself, but the Tamidim are not doing it. Why is he making
Maybe they did it along with him.
Maybe they were.
They took a break, they walked out of the hallway or something.
Or it could be like in Moshe, or somebody's asking a question. Well, it's asking a question, well, I don't have to listen to that. It's his question, it's not my question. He always asks silly questions anyway. So once he's asking a question, then the president Shema is on. But Rebbe's always listening intently to every single question, and he's always answering them, so he never took a break, but everybody else, maybe they took a break. And after that he falls asleep. Yotza, Yoytza with that first pasuk. And the fact is, Zimar, Omri Rav Nachman the Dora Avdei, Rav Nachman always tell his Eved, Doru, do me a favor. As you know, I have a tendency of dozing off. The Psuka Kama, if you see during Shema Yisrael, I'm starting to doze. Tzara, go and give me a kitzel, go and then, you know, poke me.
A zap.
Exactly, a zap, so that I should wake up. But after it's time, yeah, let me go. Omri Rav Yosef Berei the Rabba, Avuch, Heichi Hava Ovid, how did your father do? Omalei, the Psuka Kama Hava Ko Metzair Navshei. The first Pasuk, he made sure to stay up, he would go and pinch himself and hit himself. But after the Metzair Navshei, if he dozed off, he dozed off. Now, although on the surface, it sounds like all you have to have is that first Pasuk, but the Mephoshim explained that all of them mean the same thing, that Avada, you have to have Kavana for at least the next Pasuk, two Psukim, etc. They just mean to say is, in the first Pasuk, I want to be crystal clear. If I'm dozing, wake me up, give me a zap, give me a mucha, I should go and say it clearly. After that, if I'm saying it half asleep, okay, that's already nishkefet. But about the chachilah, you should have the full kavana the whole time. Anyway, the Gemara ends off with Nochash Tikalam Rav Yosef, Prakton lo yikra kriyashma. If a person is Prakton, Prakton means that he's lying on his back, he shouldn't go and say Krishna in that form because it's not respectful to a Kodesh Baruch. Says the Gemara, oh, you're just not allowed to go and say Krishna on your back. Mikra hudalekri, ha migna shaper dummy. Are you even allowed to lie on your back? For Rabbi Shimon Levi, light and mandi goni aparkit. Rabbi Shimon Levi would go and put a curse or a chayim on someone who would go and lie on his back. Why would he go and put such a curse on someone who lied on his back? Because I'm afraid that the if you look at Rashi, about 10 lines at the bottom of the Rashi's, should be iskasha a voroi petoch shenosoi v'nir on the rabim v'hu derech genai, because his aver might be, have a kishui aver, it might become erect while the person is sleeping. Since it's fun, if he's lying flat, people would be able to notice it, and that would be a tremendous busha. He shouldn't go and do that. Other mafarshim saying not because of the busha involved, but because if he has his blanket or his pajamas or whatever lying on that makim, it's shaykh that it's been going to come lidei chamimus. It's going to be heated. It's going to be heated, then it might become erect. And therefore, so rather you should go and lie to the side and not lie flat. So if that's the case, Frank Tigamara, you're telling me you're not allowed to go and lay in Karishma flat. But Mashma, you're allowed to go and lie flat. No, you're not supposed to even sleep flat. You're not allowed. Everything my Ami. Migna ki matzli shaper dami. Mikra afagav the matzli nami osir. If instead of lying flat, you're lying on your side, shaper dami, that's okay. But go and lie in Karishma on your side, that's osur. One second, I don't understand. Uh-huh. Didn't we say in our Mishnah that Tarfon was mat and he lied on the side? Well, what is this all about? Side is also, side is fine. So we don't have the benefit of the Toisis here, but the Toisis in Nida that we learned not too long ago, on Daf Yudalid, says that when it says in the Gemara, Migna Kimatzli is referring to just a slight modification. In other words, he's not fully on his side, he's 10 or 20 or 30% on his side. But mainly he is lying flat. And a little bit, you know, a little bit to the side. On something like that, migna ki matzli shaper dami. If he is sleeping like that, that's okay. Mikra avagav de matzli nami os. If you're only doing 20%, that's no good. But if you're fully, in other words, you're 90 degrees, if you're actually really on your side, that's lechatchila, that's mutter, that is not a problem. That's Jesus, and that's you, Dalit Amidal. Frank Timor, Rabbi Yochanan, matzli v'kari. Rabbi Yochanan, he would go and lay in Krishma, even not being fully on his side, but also just being 10 or 20%. Towards the side. Rabbi Yochanan was a rather stout individual, and therefore it was difficult for him to go and lie totally on his side, so therefore he did the best he could under the circumstances. But for us, though, we happen to be nice and thin, take a look at Uri. He does his exercise every day religiously. As a result, he didn't have a problem. If you have to lie totally on the side, you can just be matek tas. To be continued, Mishnah tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Zagarech.